How are you sequencing checkpoint inhibition into your metastatic disease algorithm?
So I would prefer sticking with the current data, which is in patients who have had platinum and 5-FU and who have also received a taxane with or without ramucirumab. But I do, as I said, test for PD-L1 and MSI in my patients. And if somebody comes back strongly positive for PD-L1 or is MSI high, I will move up the checkpoint inhibitor into second line. And again, the patients I see, it's not unusual for them to ask for this to be done up front. So, you know, the world we live in is patients are consumers and they've heard of this and they know to ask.
So right now, pembrolizumab is approved. What about nivolumab?
I think that it's just pembro at this point, and the question is if nivolumab is going to get approval based on East Asian data, which would be a first since there were no American or European patients included in the trial.
At this point, what's your assessment in terms of the relative efficacy, at least of those two agents?
I don't know for sure, but I think that probably the two agents are of fairly similar efficacy. I think nivolumab and pembrolizumab probably have similar efficacy.